either of you watching True Detective, the new season?
No.
It's really fucking good, but there's someone in it who has their dimples pierced.
Ew.
And it's like hectic. But I'm also like, you never fucking see that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's like what we used to see in like freaking
Off Your Tree.
Off Your Tree.
Back yeah, in the day. Yeah, ow, yeah. Fully.
My teeth.
I'm also that. I guess we're tongue. Do they have like a thing on the other side? That holds it in?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they do.
It would, yeah.
Wow, so I'd just be fucking playing with that all day.
All the time.
Oh my God, I would get so infected.
Being that's why. That.
Or yeah. Chewing gum. Yeah, when you're munted.
Which
oh
I
my God.
Bite through my cheeks anyway.
you may as well get a piercing.
A space up. That'll be cool when I'm doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck, that would be a nightmare. I had a wisdom tooth coming through and then I was like playing with it so much that I like the skin off it, like the top of it was like flapping off and I just could not
stop. Oh my God.
And then I could feel the blood kind of coming out of it, but then I started to like it. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I could not stop.
When it gets infected and it's like kind of pussy and you're like, squeeze.
I think that kind of was what was happening, but I was into it. I don't know. I was fucked up.
Cool. I was thinking about that when like, cause you know how people have kids now and they're talking about their kids losing their teeth and stuff like that. I kind of forgot that we lost teeth. Like I forgot about that part of growing up and like how much I would fucking dangle that shit. Like the way that my mom would be like, let me fucking pull it out. Like, God. Cause I just like,
but also what a horrible fun feeling. To play with. Yeah, I know. And also what a horrible feeling of getting your gum ripped, like your tooth ripped from your gum. It was disgusting.
And like your parents always, I don't know if you guys had this, but my parents were always fucking talking about the most gruesome stories about how they and their siblings all got their teeth pulled out.
With
like,
a door?
Yes. And I was like, no, you fucking didn't. You're all liars.
Or maybe that happened once. The rest of the time you're asleep and you ate your tooth in your sleep or something fucked up like that.
It's like test tube girl. She went to every school, did she?
Everyone knows her.
I brought that up in front of people the other day and I was like, oh, it's like test tube girl. And they were like, what?
I don't know what you're talking about either. Like, all I know is that like I'm sure someone was grown in a test tube or something, but I don't know.
It was this story that went around. I heard it at our high school and they were like, yeah, there was this girl. And it was always a rumor about who it was. And it was always some like probably like quite lesbian girl.
Wait, there was a girl at our school?
No, it definitely didn't happen because I started to realize that every single high school kid had a story about a girl in their school getting caught masturbating
with a test tube.
Then the teacher saw them and they snapped their legs together and the glass broke. And in hindsight,
I think you told me this.
I probably did because I was in on it. But also like
so it was
who's
you.
Doing who that? Who's doing that?
No one
who
would have done that.
Masturbating with penetration.
No one is. That's what I think. That was like blew my mind when
and
I used
a test
to think that.
Tube. It's like that doesn't vibrate. It's just
it took so long for me to realize that what I was doing was masturbation because it had nothing to do
with
penetration.
Like penetration.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, literally. That's
I was like,
smart.
I can't wait for my first orgasm. Oh, wait, I'm doing it every single night.
Yeah, every
this
night.
This is as good as it gets. Okay.
That's what that movie was about.
Oh, I'm never going to remember what my first one was.
Born with it.
Yeah.
Maybe she's born with it. shall we properly start?
Yeah.
Lego.
Welcome to Sex.
And the Sex.
In the Sex.
This is a Sex and the City podcast. My name's Anna Wolf and I've seen all the episodes of Sex and the City.
Sorry. No, why it's always so funny. Okay,
my name is the funniest thing that movie's ever had to do.
I know why. It's embarrassing to like voice it. Like, oh, not that I've seen all of it. Just like say it all the time. It's like we know what we're saying. It's a script. It's weird.
My name's Irvy and I've also seen every episode of Sex and the City.
My name is Jordan and I'm watching them for the first time now. Ooh, and today we are discussing, I've written down 601. Couldn't be more incorrect. We
are 603, baby.
603, the third episode of season 6, yeah. Connor,
the perfect present.
Can I just butt in with a quick
PSA?
So my sister, one of our loyal listeners who's listened to, she said she listened to 96 hours.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Don't say it's your sister. Say like, it's a Someone random from Finland
like
or something. No, it's your sister.
More impressive that someone who hangs around you actually wants
to listen. I cannot believe it.
She was like, I should just call her, I guess. But she's like, you just sound so, I think she called me and I was like, I fucking hate my life. I was like having a breakdown. And she's like, you just sounded so happy like 1 second ago when I was listening on the podcast.
She's like, she hangs up. For this. She hangs up and just listens to the podcast. Being like, much
she's
better.
Like, yeah,
you don't see your sister for years.
Well, she said she listened to all this, and then we had a goodbye lunch for her, and like all her cool friends were there, and her partner's friends. And then she was like really drunk. She's like, "Everyone, stop! She has a Sex in the City podcast." And all the girls were like, "Oh my god, oh my god!" And like being really supportive. But then every single person was like, "Have you listened to Sentimental in the City?"
And I was like, off.
"Okay." What so apparently Dolly Alderton has like a really amazing Sex in the City podcast.
Did already know that, but I didn't. I've kind of forgot about it.
Yeah. I love her.
Also, but also, why would you want to listen to a good podcast?
I know.
I think what's great about ours this is like that it is
grassroots.
Grassroots, baby.
I listen to podcasts that are essentially doing and talking about the exact same thing. And they'll be like, one of them's like clean cut and good and well researched. And one of them's gruff, more about the gutsy feeling that you have and hormones. Yeah. And that's what we are.
And you really get to know us. Like, through our ages, like we probably started. You guys started super young. I started like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Meta says that apparently when you listen to the first episode that I'm on, you guys were like wrapping up and I'm like, I think I should just join this podcast from now on.
Yeah.
Like no invitation. I'm just like, I'll just be here every week. Yeah.
Oh no, Jordan and I were like, we need Irvy.
Yeah.
We were like, cute. We need someone who doesn't sound exactly the same as us, but then you do sound exactly the same.
I know,
as
I kind
of
sound, we have the same vibe. Which
yeah,
is good.
Exactly.
Anyway, point of difference is that the other podcast is, they do season by season, whereas we go in depth.
And also we don't talk about every plot point. Sometimes we talk about
none of them.
Sometimes we barely talk about the episode.
Exactly. We have a lot of change going on.
Oh, yeah, but good. Still.
Season by season.
Season by season.
There's like a wrap six up. Episodes?
Yeah. I didn't look it up just because I was feeling jealous, but everyone was talking about it. But I was like, yeah, we're the real deal. And like, good for them, but you know, women supporting women, but support
you don't us. We don't all have to support each other. That's bullshit. I fucking hate that so much. I mean, you don't want to be a psycho person who's like particularly picking on someone because they are a woman because you've got your own inner misogyny.
I don't want to support Gina Reinhart.
No, I don't want to fucking support Gina Reinhart. There's so many women I don't want to support. I hate that. And if I see it in Real Housewives all the time. They always say, "Oh, you're tearing other women down." It's like, no, she's calling you out because you said that her son should get shot in the head or something fucked up. Like
I did send Dolly Alderton a message when I had COVID.
Aww, that's
funny. I told Jordan, I think, because I love her and I just listened to her recent book and it really helped me through COVID.
That's great.
I think that's nice. Messaged
her. We'll support her. She's great.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, she'll never see this. It comes up with like an automatic thing being like, this will never go through. But I was like, I really liked your book. So
we'll support her. I still can't believe Nancy Hayes responded to my message that I sent her when I was like really in my period, like really feeling very soft.
Nancy Hayes?
Yeah.
The actor?
No, the director who does Nancy Hayes.
I'm thinking of the musical theater performer.
It's Complicated. She does
Nancy Myers.
Nancy Myers. That's
she replied.
It.
Yeah, oh my
she
god,
replied.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I put it on Instagram and everything. This happened like 2 years ago.
Oh what god. The fuck?
Wait, let me look it up. I know we shouldn't.
That's huge. I was like Nancy Hayes.
No, Nancy Myers.
What's she doing on Twitter? She's about 100 years old.
Who's Nancy Hayes?
She's a music theater performer.
I started writing like Nancy Hayes. School. Damn it! Yeah, go on. Yeah,
and she's just old. She actually directed us at uni one time, and it was like a big deal.
this is what I wrote.
This is a different lady.
I said, "This is 18th of Jan, 2022." So maybe I'm always having a mental breakdown at the same point in every year.
Well, it's the start of the year. I feel like this part of January is mental breakdown central.
Yeah, I think that's good.
And it's just around my birthday, so it sucks.
Oh my god!
No, I think it's perfect to have a mental breakdown on your birthday. Then you can 2-for-1 it.
Yeah, line it up.
I've had mental breakdowns on my birthday. It's bad. I said, "Hello. I just want to say that I love It's Complicated. It warms me more than any other movie. Oh my god. So thank you so much for making it. It's honestly my happy place. Love heart." Which I think is only half true. I think I was just watching it and crying a lot, and it just felt like warm soup. And she said,
"You do talk about how much you love that movie."
Because I never really was into romantic comedies except for like the
Diane Keaton.
No, except for yes, except for like fucking what's a Heath Ledger movie?
Candy.
No.
10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things I Hate About You, or like
are they more like high school?
High school 90s, you know, old Shakespearean things like Change so or whatever, fun. Or like, you know, Something's Gotta Give. But I wasn't even that obsessed with that. I was just like never, because then I feel like there was a new age like rom coms that were just like, we're a rom-com. Like, yeah, it wasn't actually
there's
good.
There's, like, really shit ones. Yeah. And they make you feel worse than when you started. It's just, like, great, this
and,
sucks.
Like, and they're just, yes, and they're just, and they're just empty or whatever. But then, so I never really watched, like, It's Complicated or anything because I didn't see the appeal. And then I fucking watched it and I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful. Like, it wasn't beautiful. It was just a really fucking good movie. And all of her movies, most of them anyway, I think, are
and
so
the
good.
Kitchens.
The Kitchens. Yes, incredible. Say, they just make you feel calm. It's like, if I had a kitchen like that, obviously I'd be good.
It literally made me feel life. Like a warm hug. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what I need. And I think it was like going through a really hard time at that point too. Yeah. Anyway, and then she responded, 19th January 2022. Thank you! Exclamation mark.
Oh my God, that's so nice. That's classy. That's just like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Cool. But the episode of Sex and the City is called
The Perfect Present.
The Perfect Present.
Yeah.
And Carrie makes like a weird tense joke. Yeah. In her fucking thing. I was like, shut up.
Yes.
But should I, let's read the
read
synopsis.
The synopsis.
Do it.
Carrie finally sees burgers.
Sorry. I was just like, why is it called that? And then I looked at my notes and remembered something I want to say. It's a kick on, kick on.
Carrie, this is KGF. This is Carrie finally sees Berger's apartment and likes it, but hears it's the work of his ex Lauren, just as his sleeping sounds machine.
Keep going.
Big suddenly phones her from California, full stop. That's the shortest sentence I've ever seen.
Do you know what I think would actually genuinely be a really funny and great show? It's just us performing KGF Viz's synopsis as monologues.
Oh my God. Yeah, that'd be great.
Like new vagina monologues. But yes. KGF
and we can do vignettes behind whoever's doing it. I actually think that would be very funny.
It would be very funny because there is a lot of like, you can feel his emotion under some things. We're like, well, that's a, you obviously don't like lesbians
we
or whatever.
Get some
or bisexuals.
Like,
as you really hit that.
Freaky percussions going and stuff. Yes. And some of it kind of sounds like horror. So yeah. It could be multi-form.
So Big suddenly phones her from California, full stop. Charlotte aces her Judaism classes. Ooh, aces. But is shocked that she must abandon all Christian traditions, even Christmas trinkets. Miranda's ex, Steve, has a new girlfriend, Debbie, so she accuses him of neglecting his parental duties, perhaps angry after she declared her love and he rejected her. She didn't declare her love.
Oh, she didn't declare it.
She didn't declare
she it. She didn't declare it.
She declared it to Carrie, but not to
yeah.
him.
He didn't reject it either.
KGF, because
he didn't know. Come
you
on.
Don't know what you're fucking
KGF
talking about.
KGF is high as fuck.
Yeah, you're drunk. Samantha has sex with the raw waiter. I love that.
He's
actually,
so hot. I love Jared.
Yeah, he's so good. And I also love, I think his name is it Jerry or Jared? it's Jerry right now. Right, yeah. Samantha, I also love that it's like the raw waiter. Like we've all been reading this and we're like, no, exactly what he's talking about. Not just like, I'm like, yeah, we have been reading these. KGF, we're here, baby. Samantha has sex with the raw waiter at a crazy would-be designer's handbag party, which gets him fired. When she offers to compensate him financially, he's insulted. While she tries to make it up to him, he tells her he's an actor named Jerry.
great.
That's great.
Is
thank
that you. It?
That's
is
it.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
Great. Well done. Thank stuff. You for your work.
I loved that from KGF. I thought that was how many full stops in there?
Three or something.
Oh, that's good. That's huge like, for him.
Usually there's like one if yes. that. So that's awesome.
We actually do love him.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if we could meet him one day. That'd be so
I'm nervous.
Cute.
Yeah.
Reach out. I'd be like, never listen to the podcast.
Please, never do.
Please, we take back everything. Can't miss the main point of the episode that Jennifer Coolidge is in it. I freaking love her.
Yeah, and she's peak Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah,
in this.
She's so pretty and beautiful and psycho. I love it.
I worry with Jennifer Coolidge just because of the White Lotus situation and just like more that what I find people do, and this is me being a fucking asshole. So let me just be on this pedestal and know that I'm a wanker, whatever. But I love Jennifer Coolidge, obviously. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. But I find that some people will latch on to these bizarre women.
Of
and
course they will.
But yes. constantly quote them and like use that as like their personality for a little while. Yeah. And I'm like, just relax.
Yeah.
like just
She's
relax.
Just a person.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah. that's all
saying,
I have
no,
to say.
No, everyone does that. Of course they do. It's really annoying. It's like, I find it annoying. I know. Yeah. Like, look.
I know I brought it up first, but
No. Oh my God, it does sound
that.
Like that.
It's not.
Oh my God,
it's not that.
Imagine
no, but I also like backhanded. She's like, I hate it when people bring her up.
And then I I jump on the train and be like, it's really annoying.
I think it's when people
make something that a moment in pop culture, their entire personality without looking into it in any depth. Not that it needs to be looked into depth, but it's also just like, let her have her revival moment or whatever. And that was like the annoying thing about the whole like Brendan Fraser, Jennifer Coolidge, like let's all cry and do all this kind of stuff. Because it's like, let's give them jobs. That's great. They're good actors and they're fantastic. Yeah. And I love both those actors.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be like, oh, and then, you know, everyone gave him these flowers and then everyone, and she's back. It's like, she had a really good career. She's just back. She's got a great job in this thing and got some recognition for all of her work, which is great when that happens. But we don't need to make it like it's,
I think the difference is that you'll watch and go see Jennifer Coolidge and go see her do talks and stuff like that.
I was going to go to Sydney just for that.
But you appreciate her as a whole human with like multi-facets, whereas some people I think are just like keen to hear like a sound grab of hers. And it's like, no, she's actually a really incredible actor artist and blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
you know what?
I already hate myself for saying
this. It's like, you know what really pissed me off when people would just quote her being like, you know, the gays are trying to kill me. And then you'd be like, oh, well, like in season one, blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen season one or like most of season two. So it's like, you've just seen that one scene. Yes. And you're like talking to me about White Lotus is fucked.
Yeah. It's also just jumping on a train about something. But not that we're actively not jumping on the train, but I think it's just frustrating because it just feels a bit empty.
I just don't want them abandon her. I'm like, be a diehard fan then.
Yeah. If you're going to be a diehard fan, be a fucking diehard. It's like,
die for her.
Yeah, it's like all the Barbara fans or whatever.
Literally.
It's like, don't stop.
Totally.
Go to her talks, you know, like whatever.
Barbara.
And also, I'd go to her talk because she's like a really interesting person who has a really interesting career.
And she's funny as fuck.
So and also, she survived Hollywood, you know, as a much older woman at this point, you know, like she still has a career and also not being someone who's like, you know, any woman that ages in Hollywood and still gets roles is like a fucking incredible
superhero.
Person.
Yeah, literally. Yes. That being said, I did love her line in this where it was... when she says, maybe we should say why she's even in there. Sorry, I've just like jumped forward.
No,
I can take her.
So when she's like, I ripped up my bed sheets for these.
Yeah, so good.
And she's just like cutting up everything in her apartment to make these like fugly handbags.
It's so funny and perfect.
Yeah.
And I love, and she's sort of playing almost the same character as White Lotus, you know, where everybody's literally. Just placating this super rich woman having a breakdown.
Yeah.
She's like,
I'm too fragile for this.
Yes. Like. She does it so well. Like where she does that, like, oh, there's something like simmering underneath. Because even though she was acting like, you know, like a bit like crazy or over the top, it was like, oh, you can feel like her acting so good in
it's
it.
It's coming from somewhere real.
Yeah. And also like you can feel that there's like she plays that like, so, well, like it's so funny the way that she plays like, oh, I'm a bit, you know, of an eccentric and underneath I'm about to have a breakdown, but it's like not like overacted or anything. Yeah. It's just so funny.
So true.
Yeah.
Man, she's so good.
She's so fucking funny.
It is funny. We sort of start the episode at Berger's apartment, which is very cute. Although he has this weird art thing where it's just like cards, like it's just a deck of cards on string.
I thought it was like cue cards like we do for stand up, but I was like, okay, I didn't know that was like a thing. But then he literally just has like cards. Actually, not one of people that we hate. I fucking hate people that do basic shit like that. It's like, get some actual artwork. Like, anyone can put freaking cards on a wall.
This is true. And then also, like, it's very funny that, like, all the stuff that Carrie likes is, it turns out, stuff that his ex has done, which I think is especially at the time when, like, Carrie is dating, or a lot of my friends are dating guys now who've just come out of long-term relationships. And it's like, great. You're getting the other side of someone's hard work.
Oh, my God.
I think
like, absolutely.
Truly. I'm like, I hope he's washing the dishes, and I hope he's like, you know, doing the things I taught him, which is like fucked up and sad. But I think it's like, what else was the point? You know,
it's also so funny that Carrie like immediately like, there's so many things that, and it is a nice apartment. There's so many things he's made dinner. There's salad, and she just runs to this like wall, which is like cream colored, and is like, I love the color of this wall. I was like,
yeah,
that's so funny. She's a funny little bitch.
She's funny.
I was just saying, I actually don't mind her like neuroses in this episode. And her and Miranda, both of them, I'm like, and Samantha's amazing as usual.
Yeah.
But I kind of like how their characters are being represented in this episode, because I feel like they're a three-dimensional, funny, not like absolutely psycho, but still psycho in a very relatable way. Also, I like Carrie's little flippy blonde hairdo.
And she's
with
funny
little,
in this.
Yeah, she's fucking funny.
Yeah, this is probably, I was thinking that, I was like, this is the ep where I've like most aligned with Carrie more. The one thing that I'll bring up, which we can come back to later, but she does reveal that she's been getting phone calls from Big and that they've been having phone sex. And part of me is like, talk about that in your column.
Yeah,
you should be talking about literally phone sex in your column. That's a huge thing.
And it's like never occurred to her. She's like,
she's like too racy for my sex column. Oh my god!
It's like, so I'm going to talk about the stock market.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It is also a funny reveal that they've just been having phone sex. Yeah. I was like, okay.
I also love that too.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, Carrie. I'm like, you don't need to tell people this. And I also love that Miranda wasn't too judgy about it either. No. She was just like, oh, okay. I didn't know that was going on, but she wasn't like, Carrie, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's just like, she's getting phone sex from Big. I also love the way that like it flipped when she was on the phone, when he started being like, oh, and what are you wearing now? Whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah,
and then she
yeah.
was like, yeah, I remember that. Or like, whatever the fuck. And then she was like, you could see immediately when she got horny and she was like, she
sits up straight in bed and she's like, yeah, I remember that.
All the cuts to him in California were hilarious. Oh God, like, it was like, they were like, let's get him in the funniest look. Like, he's in a spa with like a mountain background and all this stuff.
Because initially I was like, wouldn't Carrie be spiraling about having any contact? But I guess like they set it up in that he's like in some distant land where like she could never reach him. So it's like,
and she's moved on slightly. Like, she's seeing someone and it's going well.
She's seeing Burger.
Yeah, she's seeing Burger.
Yeah, he seems super angry. I don't want to talk about that yet. I want to talk about also
Burger and Carrie are not a good match. Just like this episode made me be like, oh my god, Carrie, no. Don't.
And it revealed a lot about him, which her red flags about Burger, I was like, the funny moment on the phone with Big though was when he was like, do you remember when you were wearing a bra and heels and nothing else? And I was like, oh, I could not imagine myself being less attractive than wearing a bra and then heels
in your cupboard
and just like standing there.
Was she wearing underpants?
I don't know. He just said, you're wearing a bra and heels and nothing else. And I was like, what do you mean?
What does that mean? That's just like fish.
Just like, full toot and kaboot.
Reminds me of like, I don't know what I was thinking, like a fish lateral thinking.
I get it.
And just like heels, it I guess like her butt weird. Would have looked good in heels, but then like having a bra, I don't know why. I also like, maybe it's because of the way that I stand in heels, but I'm like, and like, where does it send your body? Like in a way.
If she, I think it's like the no underpants, but with a bra on and heels. And like, then it's just like your bush forward.
It feels like a gay man has written this episode.
Just no undies is just like a weird, I mean like, yeah, if you're just like in your like lingerie set or like whatever.
It feels the same as like if a dude just wears like a t-shirt but no underwear.
Oh my God,
and has a flaccid penis.
And you're like, that was hot.
And boots.
Yeah, and boots. Actually, that's kind of cute though, but that's
Paddington Bear.
That's not gonna make me horny.
Going full Pooh Bear over here.
Oh my god, don't ruin it for me.
But it is so funny. I just remember there's some stuff that Big says where I'm like, you're a freak.
He's just like a really big sex pest.
I think he's just like, I just easy access. Immediately. It's like, not a piece of cloth in the way.
He doesn't want to work for it.
I know. He can't. He's too old. I can't imagine having sex with Big. Like at this age.
No.
Like at his age at that moment. Because I feel like he'd just be like, he'd be like, hey, I don't know. It'd be all like old moves.
And he's
like,
not fit. Like he eats steak and smokes.
He'd breathe like... I'm like, I was having sex with you.
And he would snore. Fuck, he would snore
a lot. And he smokes cigars all the time, so his breath would be fucking rank.
Horrible. Oh my God.
So, not a great
Yucky. Anyway, Mr. Big,
batting him away. I did enjoy the apartment stuff with Burger. I feel like his apartment looks nice, and the sleep sounds app was really funny to me.
I also thought that was fine. It was weird. Like, Carrie was making it weird at the start, but then when it got into the relationship, I was like, I don't know, whatever. But at the start, she was just being, I'm glad she kind of let it go. But at the start, she was being a bit like, what's going on? It makes me feel like I'm camping. Like,
I live in New York
as well. That is so fucking noisy.
His sound was weird though.
And she always has the window open when she goes to sleep.
The frogs is weird though. I feel like that's like if I slept over at some new guy's house and then they had a frog sound all the time.
And the birds.
Like when it was like, ca-ca.
yeah, like out of the blue. I'd be like, is there another setting?
Yeah, see, I think I would love change it. The setting. I would generally.
Yeah, but
love
you'll watch Law and Order.
Yeah, to go to
that
sleep.
Would be really SVU. Funny as like a long term girlfriend, like when you're breaking up to like train them into like some fuck sound.
Oh, it's my
like,
God,
I could
yes.
only get to sleep if I have rifles playing.
If Alex and I are ever gonna break up, maybe like if I know that's gonna happen, yeah. maybe I'll start doing. No, I wouldn't do that to him. So, like. I've already trained him in enough weird shit. Our baby talk is disgusting.
But it is funny thinking about that and thinking about like, I mean, people talk about it all the time about how they get to sleep. I feel like everybody's trying to hack their way to sleep, which is, it would just be like kind of, it is funny to me as well that he just puts it on.
He doesn't say anything.
He doesn't ask or anything. Gotta know this is weird.
Also, I feel like maybe he's like him. And his girlfriend have broken up like too soon and now he's going into like quiet relation. I was like literally thinking about that being like, oh, it's weird. Like it's hard being like going to relationship mode with someone else when you still, because that's probably why he didn't discuss it, because he just kind of like replaced like Lauren with Carrie.
Yeah.
And then was like, yeah, this is how we fall asleep. And it's like, I've never slept over here before.
Yeah.
It just felt really like too familiar.
And he seems like the kind of annoying guy, like the kind of guy, if you just had a breakup and then you left everything your ex-girlfriend did in your apartment there, it's just like fucking grow up.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Get your own
Yeah.
But it did bring some, it made me wonder about when she's like, I don't want to talk about the ex kind of thing. I was like, that's a good call and maybe people should do it. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I feel like I feel like I just like overshare everything, but then maybe people are not into it.
I don't know. I feel like it's fine to overshare, but I feel like if you're bringing it up in a way that's not organic
or you're constantly talking about it.
Holding on to like real anger and like, I mean, even if you are privately, but if you're putting that on someone else and you're being like, let's all roast my ex, that's when it's like, I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah, that's so
totally,
true.
Totally, yeah.
And I feel like you can feel it yourself, or if you're like, it's that thing where you're like, oh, I could compare this situation to a situation with my ex again, or I could just count to three.
I think I need to count to three and just be like, oh, not in an angry, I feel like I'm never angry, but it's like, when it's like the last like decade of your life has been with the same person.
Makes so much sense.
Oh yeah, I guess like every memory I have is kind of the same.
Yeah, of course. And also that's a person that like if they're like, oh, I went camping the other week and I went to Wilson's prom or whatever, you're like, oh, me and blah,
and they're
blah,
like, have you ever
Wilson's
been?
Prom.
You're like,
yeah, you wouldn't be like, and you also you don't want to be like nothing.
Yeah, you don't like seem your... super shady. It's like you give no details from when you're 23. You're like, yeah, I lived a life in my 20s. Don't worry about it.
No, I think it's fine to talk about.
And it's also like such a green flag to find out that someone's been in a relationship as well. Sometimes,
And it's ended relatively well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm full of green flags. It's great.
Yeah, I think it's like especially if you talk about your ex and you're like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, and it's all casual and fine. Like
then
where
it's fine. Carrie's being a weird. I got to remember it's like Sex and the City, and I would never be like, never talk to me about Lauren.
It's like, oh my God, Irby, don't like backtrack to when you're a teenager and like make this like your
role model.
I think she's like, I think it's fair, like her conundrum of being like, do we talk about it because it might ruin like the magic of whatever this is, but at the same time
you can't avoid it.
You can't avoid it.
You can't purposefully avoid it. I think you can't be like, let's stop, unless it's like, you know, really bad.
If you're staying at his apartment as comfortably as they have been, then it's time to bring it up. Especially, it's so funny when she's going in being like looking for all the Bachelor red flags and then realizing
up as well.
Yeah,
anyway, go on.
But like also that thing of realizing that, oh, it's because another woman has pictures.
Yes, but also I just find like, why are you she feels like she doesn't think before, like I can see myself and her in that sense, but like it brings up some like self-hatred in terms of like, why are you going in being like immediately being like, oh, I was expecting to see, you know, a dishwasher filled with, I don't know,
that's
turtles.
So true.
And this, it's like really insulting. It's also just really sexist. Like, I think like,
but
even
I think
though
he gives that vibe, I feel
course,
like when you meet him, he's a bit like,
of
I don't
course
know,
he does.
He's a
you
writer.
Can think that. Yeah. You can think that, but just saying it up front, I'm like, that's that true. Feels sexist to be like, I feel like you wouldn't have your apartment together because you're a man, which, you know, is true in a lot of senses. Yeah. But like, I'm like, don't verbalize
she?
It.
Yeah. She does say it, doesn't she? She's just like, I thought it would be really gross.
Yeah. She's like, there's been a lot of things. I mean, she said she like pulls it off like fine, but at the start I was just a bit like, okay,
totally.
Why be an asshole in that sense?
Yeah, and he's already so sensitive all the time, so it's just like he'd probably read it the wrong way.
It's like, even though I'm messy and whatever, I like and like pretty all over the shop and whatever, if someone was like came into my house and was tidy, and if they were like, oh, I was expecting it to be a mess because you're all over the shop and you know, you are a comedian, you don't like your life together or whatever, that would be so insulting.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, maybe it is messy 90% of the time. Maybe you're probably right in your assumption, but don't fucking say that to me.
I know my mom is, so my just like not related, but I did get sensitive about it because like my dad was sick in hospital and she stayed with me for a few days. And she was really nice when she stayed and she's like literally just cooked us food and like left some for us every day in my housemate. Yeah, so good. Yeah. And she was all sweet and like pottering around and stuff. And then apparently she got home and my sister was like, she has been roasting you nonstop. She like literally got home and was like, yuck. And it's like, no. So she likes, she's like, the apartment's beautiful, but like, she's like, Evie's crazy. She has like 3 Colgates open, like the toothpaste.
Oh my God.
And she's like, apparently she went to the hospital, got some of their toothpaste and brought it back. Didn't tell me and was just like, I can't use that shit. Like,
oh my God, I know.
And she's like, none of your pots work, none of your pans work, like all this stuff. And by the end, I was like, shut up, leave me alone. Like, so you feel so interrogated.
My parents do the exact same fucking thing. It's all like to my face. They're all like, oh, of course we don't judge, like not judgmental. Yeah. Like they're in my space. They're like, no, that's all fine. But then like I hear through my siblings that behind their back they're like, oh, Hannah would live anywhere. She'd live in a fucking back of a truck, like whatever.
Literally.
Like, and I'm just like, you little bitchy little fucks. It's like you're like all non-judgy. You're never going to say it to me, but you say it behind my back.
Yeah. Anyway. It drives you crazy because I don't want to say the things I say, but then it's like, if you're going to push me to the limit, then I'm
totally.
Like, get your own house then. Like, obviously, your dad's in hospital, your mum's there. You don't want to say that. And I don't mean it, but it's like, don't roast me all the time in front of my face and behind my back.
Also, it's like I already like do so much in terms of like, because I know how judgy you know, my mum or my parents are about like certain things. So I already like try and like
clean up
and whatever, do certain things. And then if on top of that, it's like, oh, because I have 2-3 toothpaste open, I'm a fucking maniac. Sorry. I need to let loose somehow.
Exactly. So yeah, Carrie, stay out of people's apartments.
Yeah, fuck you, Carrie.
Carrie mum. Carrie, get out. It was wild though when he was leaving and there was a message from Lauren and he gave her like 2 fingers and then was like, fuck up. But then also didn't say anything to Carrie and just left. I was like
triggered.
Good on you for having a red flag on that, yeah. Carrie, because that's fucking, that's scary.
You don't.
It's
want.
So aggressive.
It is aggressive.
And I was like, you used to love that person.
Yeah. I hate when I feel like I've used the term aggressive to men before in terms of behavior that isn't like physical, like is like, or isn't like verbally aggressive, but it's like a behavior, like or whatever. And they don't see it as aggressive, or they get offended. Like, I feel like if Carrie said to Berger then, hey, that made me feel really uncomfortable. Mm. That was really aggressive towards, you know, whatever. And that I feel like he would have been like, or like, you know, upset about it or something. Yeah. Fucking Berger. Yeah, he didn't. So I kind of never know. But like, I just feel like men are so like they don't understand that, like, there are so many ways to be aggressive.
And all she was saying was like, oh, I'll just pick up your laundry. Or like, it was like something like that. And he's like, fuck you and fuck you.
Yeah.
And every time Carrie did it to replicate after that, it was so funny.
I know, it was so good.
It's like, you don't want this.
And yeah, which is like, I really loved Carrie this episode, even her being annoying. But I was like, your hair, your vibe, you look like it's like a little mini, like little, rah, let's go get it.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah. I thought there was like a moment, like a potential moment for like comedy when she did do that double finger. And if someone was like, hey, fuck you or whatever, like I was like, that could have been a fun joke, but maybe it's not that kind of show. I don't know.
It's not that good. Yeah, that was an opportunity. But, you
know. Oh my God. Actually, I'm pretty sure this episode, but Carrie says some kind of like dumb joke in the diner with all the girls. Like it's just like a pun or something. And Samantha gives like the best face ever because she's just like, And I feel like that's how they respond to all of her jokes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I love it.
It's because it is just to be like, who's this for? Yeah. Like, are there cameras? What is this?
Or they're just like, okay, yeah, you did that.
Great. Proud of you. I think Miranda's hair is looking really good this episode. Yeah. I really like it.
In the pinstripe suit.
Yeah.
And the shortness of the hair and the spikiness, I thought it was really, really nice.
It was really good.
She finally felt like she wasn't just a sad, sappy mum, even though she has sad, sappy mum bits, even though that's fine to be a sad, sappy mum. Sorry. But like, her character felt a bit more fleshed out and a bit more fun and less judgmental and less crazy, even though she acts crazy, but it's really relatable.
It was really funny because like the situation is that they find that he's doing the crossover over and gives her Grady's, is that even Grady?
Brady.
Miss Goosey. Grady's baby bag, and she's rifling through it and pulls out a whole bunch of condoms, which is also like, Steve, what the fuck? Like,
seriously.
I think he planted them there.
Sure. I reckon, you know what? Good on him if he did, because I'm like, you little fucking manipulative little minx. Yeah, you're trying to like, get her what? To like get jealous. Get I'm like, jealous. Yeah, go bitch. Yeah,
does this woman exist?
He's like, I've got 10,000 of them because that's how often we do it.
Oh, I thought it was funny when he like arrived home and was like, arrived back to her place to do the changeover again. And she pulled them out and was like, well, I didn't expect him to be having sex as early.
She was
glad
so
that he's being safe. I was like, that's funny.
That was funny. Yeah. I actually love the way that she brought it up because she was obviously angry. But yeah. The way that she did it was cool. No, and it was quite funny.
Yeah.
And he responded funny. To it, was like, haha, okay, which was fine. Like,
yeah. And she was like, he was like, annoyed that she was like annoyed, but like I feel like she was right being like, I don't mind you sleeping with another one, but I don't need to find the evidence of it in this bag. And he was kind of like, and it was like,
but he was a bit
fucking kill yourself.
No, I think Steve responded to this fine.
How did he respond?
You can't remember. No. I feel like he was fine. Wait, can we just go back? We'll put a pin in this because I want to go back to when Brady put the condoms in his mouth.
And oh yeah, Miranda that shot.
Miranda was mortified.
Yeah.
And then Samantha was so funny because she was like, oh, don't worry, I put them in my mouth all the time. It's fine. Like, she's like, relax, it's okay.
It's good.
And like,
it's
she was okay. And she was like being genuine. Like, yeah, she was like, yeah, don't worry about it. I put them in my mouth all the time. It's okay. Like,
no,
as
if they infection.
Could be, or like, yeah, exactly. As if it could be toxic. That's I was like, so gorgeous. Funny. I don't know. But yeah, I feel like the Steve Miranda thing, I love that entire scene so much because Miranda's obviously. She's misplacing her anger in this situation. Yes, the condom thing is annoying. Mm. Also, I'm just like, it's an accident, whatever. Oh, like it is weird. It's annoying. She doesn't want it in there. That's why I was really happy the way she brought it up. Because it was very like, I'm making light of this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want this. I'm making a joke of it. And then Steve was just like, okay, yep. I message receive. I've got it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like
totally.
He wasn't that annoyed. But
in
then,
my mind, he was like, bah, 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 bah.
No, he wasn't. He was like, ha ha, message received. That won't happen again kind of thing. And then she's like, well, it better not happen again.
And she's like, you're a bad dad.
She literally loses her mind.
What does he say? We never have sex when he's away.
Yeah, because she's like,
oh God.
Because she's like,
cool, you're not a pedophile.
Because Miranda is like, you know, you're not focusing because you've got your dick inside this woman all the time. Yeah. And like, he's probably seeing that and getting scarred. And like, she's being psycho, but I love it because it's just
be the same.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. I love it. I'm like, I've done this. I've totally picked a fight when there wasn't necessarily one because I've been upset about something else. Yeah,
it's so funny.
And then the baby gets dropped.
Oh my God.
She's like, I've got attention. My eye on him all the time. And then she's like, see what you did? Like, she's so funny. I love it. And I love Steve's response too, because she's like, well, like, how much sex are you having? Blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, what's it to you? Like, why do you want to know? But he says it in a way that's like really like cutting. Like, as in like, is this what this is about?
Kind of thing. And he's also like, you didn't want me. So
yes,
fuck you,
exactly. Kind of and I was like, well done, Steve. That was actually quite cute. And Miranda's like, well, you're fucking everyone.
She gets bobbleheady.
Yeah.
She's like, Lynn from Neighbours. She's like,
I was going to try and write a joke about it, but, like, it was funny with Jonathan one time when we had, Field. I'm giving away all my secrets. But,
oh, my God, I love this. Go on.
On Field, when I set up a profile. I don't have one anymore if anyone's excited by that. But, sorry, the video makes me feel like I'm, like, vulnerable. Anyway, it's, like, not even dirty. I just had a Field profile, and you, like, make your name, like, a different name from your real one.
Yeah. Is that Field because you're trying to have a threesome?
No, it's just, like, it's a regular, we'd broken up.
Yeah, I thought you all been like, we were on Field together looking for a third.
No.
Looking for our uniform.
And it's obviously not everyone there is crazy. So it's just like, it's not a crazy sex up. But anyway, it's like.
It does feel like it.
It is. It's got that vibe. But anyway, I made my name Rhea on it, R-I-A. I was talking to Jonathan. We just talk about dating apps and stuff because we're friends and it's not toxic like their breakup.
So good.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, I made my name Rhea on Field. And he's like, oh, great. Well, that was our baby's name. I've always been like, if I have a girl, I'm going to call her Rhea.
That is funny.
And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Plus it's like my name now. So it's
you birthed yourself. Like, you're new.
What else do you want?
Yeah. I love that.
Thanks.
It does feel more like a sex app if you're changing your name on a dating app. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
because
like,
you don't want to be seen.
I'm not anonymous.
Totally. Because you can put all these like fetishes up, but I didn't have it. Mine was very like plain Jane.
And now you've changed it. Now it's like, I want a clown costume. bedroom, a swing. I don't want it to be outside.
Every kink. Yeah, I'm Samantha Jones. Actually, that'd be a funny profile if you just made your profile pic to Samantha.
You should like write a blog or not a blog. Who cares? Like do something about, you should start doing crazy sex stuff.
And writing about
it. Yeah. I'd listen to that.
And it'd be like, you should do Julie and Julia, but it's Irvy and Samantha.
Oh my God. Yes. Irvy. I would listen
like
to that.
Like a tribute. And Kim to like tag Kim Control and she's like, leave me alone. Out of this. I just send her a voice note every week. Yeah.
And then I did this.
It's like I'm trying to get away from that. You get arrested. Get a restraining order.
I would love that. I would listen
okay,
to that.
Okay, but I'd have can to go as like an though? Anonymous person. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't need another project, but.
I know.
No, I added also to just the like, list. You know, I guess so. Yeah. Maybe TBC. I'll
yeah, yeah,
I'll
just let me know. Yeah. Like,
I'll just send you a voice note.
I would really be interested because even you being like, I was on field and me in my head being like, oh, I was like, really? I was like, who? What?
Who are you?
I was like, also like, what? What is this? Like,
yeah. I was on field for like 2 seconds and we broke up. It was good.
When
Latin.
You were breaking up, you were like downloading me
as
app.
We were speaking, I was downloading
it. Like, well, no, Rhea, whatever.
Rhea. It's like, no. I might get it back. I think it's like more like no strings attached thing, but I was
well,
too
with this
to
new
deal
project, you better because you're you gonna have to
it.
Actually, some feels out.
I remember I hosted a gig for oh Field God, and it was like a free date thing. But like we were all told to do like really like sexual material, yada, yada.
Ew, I don't so want to be told there. To do sexual material. I'd rather
it was like
it feels,
you
it
guys
feels like
what we were all
I
like.
Know, but I hate being like forced to. As soon as someone tells me to do that, I'm like.
And I was like, asked to MC?
Great.
And then I did some gear, but then it was just like very clear to me that there were like a few horny people in the crowd, but most people were just like on a date. Huh. And like every single comedian we were like getting on there being like, you guys really fucking love leather, don't you, you freaks?
People were like, that's so
there
weird.
Were people that just be like, oh yeah. There was one woman in the front with the biggest tits I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
Real?
Who like after, yeah.
Fuck
no. After everything was like, get it. Like I made a joke. I was like, I'm gonna jump it. Because she invited it. She said it. I was like, I'm jumping. And she's like, you better. And I was like, oh my God. Then it took
that's
a while
so
to
funny.
Get the show back on track.
I remember you were doing that around the time I was on field. And
yeah.
Because I went on thinking it would be some crazy sex thing, but you can like put up your, you can just put like what your preferences
yeah.
are.
Yeah. As long as you like, put up no. a bad shot.
And people, yeah. It felt like people were just there as an icebreaker date. They were like, yeah. Oh, let's go do this and then we'll go have sex, I guess.
But it is a weird one because like people on there will just be like, so why field? They're like, why this app? And I didn't get
like,
it at the start.
It feels like the grinder, like of, yeah. but like for straight girls. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or like, you know, whatever. Like it yeah. feels like, or not like yes. for straight couples. Or
Hinge
something.
Has better looking people sometimes. But
less circus folk or whatever. Yeah.
Less I've dreadlocks.
Really yeah.
But also it's actually, okay, so I'm going to like try and do an investigation, but it's like literally Hinge is now making the algorithm for girls like way worse. So you're getting like the most fuggly people.
Fuck that.
Just so that you pay more money and your self-esteem goes down because you
oh
think
my God.
They're like, you're really, you're like perfect compatibility with this like piece of shit. And you're like, and it tells you that every day. And you're like, I've worked hard my whole life. I've tried really hard at life and like, this is not what I'm worth. But you got to like keep reminding yourself that and get off the app because it fucks you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to talk about Charlotte's through line in this story. So Charlotte's deciding to, like she's already decided that she's going to convert to Judaism. Mm-hmm. And this is quite a boring storyline. It's mainly just yeah. about the fact that she's giving up Christmas. But yeah. I did like her interactions with the rabbi and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I like her trying to be a nerd. I mean, she is a nerd.
Yes.
And just knowing all the answers. I mean, each to their own, but it's like, it's good that Harry's just like, you don't have to give up Christmas. It's fine. And she's like, no, I must.
Yeah. I think that's nice. It's like, Charlotte, just keep your tree, whatever, babe. Like, but, fine. You know, if she has to do it, she has to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. And also, like, it feels like Harry's quite a lapse. Like, he's even said it.
Yeah.
That he's like quite a lapse.
He's like culturally a Jew. Yeah.
But. Whatever. Yes. I liked the bit about her talking about how rare it is to have a blue Christmas ornament. I was like, that's cute.
Beautiful writing. I think that is the way they did that. And him being like, oh, is that a fact kind of thing. I thought that was really cute because it was just so, it was almost like, not in a gross way, but quite juvenile. Like the way that she's, and like she's, it's like like a repetition. It feels like a cultural repetition of like her family or something.
Yeah.
Her grandma would have said that, that her mom would have said that, and then she would have like heard that as a child and like really believed it.
Yeah.
And him just being really like supportive of it. It was actually quite beautiful.
It was cute. It was a touching moment. She doesn't really have that many funny moments in here, but that's fine.
No, but I definitely like her. I like her presence in the group. I feel like the group presence, everyone was like on in a good way.
Yeah,
no one was
definitely
being fucking annoying. And yeah, and Miranda's pinstripe suit at the start of the episode was fantastic.
So good.
Oh my God.
So good. We haven't actually talked about Samantha yet.
I cannot wait.
Yes. So she, what is she doing in this?
Which one is this one?
This is one where she gets caught by Jennifer Coolidge getting fucked against the glassware.
So it's not the,
And I like when they said, when they go to the Jennifer Coolidge party and then Samantha's like, oh, I fucked that guy. And Carrie's like, no, sorry. She's like, oh, I fucked him. And then Carrie's like, oh, that guy. Like, it's like, which guy?
Yeah. Someone was like, that guy looks familiar. And then Samantha's like, I fucked him. It's that guy. Yeah.
Carrie's so like, good. Which one?
Yeah.
Is this way? She also says that it was like some of the best sex she's had in ages.
Which is
too,
beautiful.
Which is so nice.
I can imagine. I love him. He's so hot. And cool.
Yeah. And I love that he's so into her. Like, he is so fucking into her, so attracted to her. And like, also.
And she doesn't know his name.
No. I also like that he's so on board with her campness. Like, it's like he's like, he doesn't, he's like less kind of performative, but he doesn't judge it at all. Like, he's just like, okay, let's do it. You know,
he loves it.
He loves it.
It was funny, like, because he got fired from that catering job, and Jennifer Coolidge was quite mad.
I love her breakdown in that, because I'm like, that is so.
I don't need to see it.
No, she was like, I'm too fragile for this. Which I'm like, I love that. That was her breakdown. It was like the fact that she's like doing crazy stuff for selling all these bags that are ugly, which, you know, I've been there. But like, not really, but I could, you know, I can see myself doing that. And then it's like the fact that, she's saying Samantha fuck someone.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't see someone enjoying themselves on sex.
And she goes back and is like such a mean, she's just like so mean to like all her guests. And she's like, can't have that. Fuck you.
You know, when you're like, I just feel that happening to me one day. Like one day I'm going to really like crack it in a crazy way. And it's not going to be anyone else's fault except my own or whatever.
It's for that like Ned Flanders thing as well. Or just like, I don't know. You can see it happening with like, not to be, it's not all of them, but you do see like a lot of like older kind of middle-aged, late to middle-aged women kind of losing it at like
small things.
And I'm like, yeah. I remember like my mom going through menopause, which she's like still on that journey, but she was just like, nobody told me that you want to fucking murder people.
Totally.
She was like, everybody talks about the sweats. Everybody talks about this stuff. And she's like, none of that has really happened to me. I just want to fucking kill people.
I feel like my mom never talks about menopause. Like, it's just like, I'm like, wait, what? Like, I mean, I haven't been able to tell. She's obviously gone through it or going through it, but it's like, just let it out. I had a theme written down of turning baggage into art, which is like, because I'm worried that like, I mean, my next year show isn't all about the breakup. It's about like a few different things, but it's like so funny, like Jennifer Coolidge making these bags and stuff and being like, yeah, I'm like processing the breakup and I'm going through it. And it's like, imagine if your show is just like her bags and everyone's like, okay, you're clearly like not okay. But
her bags should be a comedy show. So that would be perfect.
That would actually be a great, if you just like had all these fucked bags that you made.
Great poster.
Things
you've
ripped off.
Yeah, good set design. Yeah.
Nah, I think it's good. There's a reason people fucking love breakup shit. It's like,
totally
it's good
relatable stuff.
Like a lot of breakup shows have won awards too. Like people love it. And they're like, it's like evergreen too. It's so relevant.
It is. It's like way easier to do that material than any other like big life material. Yeah.
Literally.
So we're all expecting you to win an award.
I better win like all the awards. Somehow.
The Barry.
Yeah.
And Riverin. Let's do it.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. It was interesting with Samantha because he got fired, that she offered him money. And I did think it was like, I would have taken it 100%. But also, you should suss the vibe before you offer someone money right after sex. Like, you should. offer it as like the way she kind of did it. I was like, especially back then, I guess now maybe where our ideas about that stuff is like so much more chill and I would just fucking take it. I would love
also
that.
We're in a living what's it called? 100% living crisis. So anyone would take the money now.
But it was funny just being like, Samantha, yeah, some people are gonna be weird about it.
Yeah, she's like, what do you mean? I think when he says it, he's like, oh, you know, I've like lost my job, but he doesn't say it in a pity way. He's like kind of like cheeky.
Yeah, he's just picked up an extra shift at Raw.
Yeah. And she's just like, here, have this. I loved
Samantha bringing it up with like Carrie's shit, and the Carrie's like, not the same thing, like or whatever. Like, quite a Carrie. She was like going through her own thing.
Whatever. That
and
was
Samantha's
funny.
Like, that's like Jerry or whatever the fuck his name is. Yeah. That's like thing. I offered him money after sex, and he made such a big deal about it. It was crazy. And Carrie's like, not the same thing. No,
I know.
That was fun. That was a fun interaction.
Funny. Well, because I do try and relate it, or more often than not, they just try and relate the most random shit. It's like, that's exactly like me. And it's like nothing like it.
I was thinking.
It felt like, self-referential.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, we should have a segment with like how the fuck they link whatever the title of the episode is throughout the episode. Because I was like, oh, when she was like tense, present, past, possible, like saying all the stuff and she was writing a thing. And then she's like, I guess some people are a little tense. And I was like, shut up, Carrie.
I didn't even bother writing it down because I'm like, it doesn't even make sense. And I don't know what that means.
I think I just, because of my, been doing French a bit, me and my housemate. So I'm like, past possible, present, doing all this like future tense, like all the stuff. But I just wrote down tense because I was like, that's locked in my mind forever, how embarrassing that was.
Maybe it's called The Perfect Present because at the end of the episode, Carrie gives Burger a present.
Oh yeah, he gets his new sound machine. I wonder where all the sound machines are now.
Yeah,
but also
people have them at. Oh no, maybe they're not the machines, but they have like.
They used that. Yeah. I feel like that's why the frog sounds are fine because I'm like back then you didn't have like that much. Like we couldn't just go on YouTube and just get Zen, like go through different.
This is true.
Whatever, but also the perfect present is
like the present tense.
Yeah. Oh, like the perfect present or like is like a tense. Like, yeah. It's like
sorry, the perfect. I took a real literal.
No. But I think that's it too. Unless I'm being crazy.
No,
where I'm like,
as I was saying, it, I was like, it's all this also weird stuff. The time and like being present and in it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's all wrapped up. This is why Sex and City is so smart. It's so the way smart. They link things.
There's
it's
so
crazy.
Many meanings. Double entendre.
More French.
Enchanté.
I'm nervous leaving this episode about Burger. I gotta tell you, I think the red flags that came up, I'm like, what's he gonna fucking lose it over? And they're gonna break up about something silly, Billy, about him being super sensitive and not being, and it's fine to be sensitive, but like not being able to process it and turning it into like anger towards Carrie.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. I feel, I don't
you
love
feel like something
Burger.
Like that's gonna happen.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think also the way that they're sleeping all peacefully and stuff makes you feel a bit like unnerved or something.
Yeah, they're falling into they're doing the fake relationship thing where they're really coupley like from the get-go. And maybe they've been seeing each other for a while, but it feels like way too quick. I get that they're older, but like whatever. I loved Carrie being like, I've got an ex, whatever,
decorator
you've got an ex. I like the way that she brought that up. I thought that was kind of cute. That was the only time where I've been like, oh, that's, you know, that's, smooth.
Yeah.
Like that makes sense. That's cute.
It's kind of nice.
She's in a positive mindset, but also I feel like Berg is the kind of person that would fucking throw a mug against the wall, like if you're shitty. Like he seems like somebody who'd throw a chair or
writer like, living by himself in like his ex-girlfriend's decorated apartment and doing the double fuck you
thing.
It's just like recipe for disaster. I'm
weird
feeling.
It is funny with Carrie, like I at one hand I'm like, oh, she like acts like a baby sometimes and really like infantilizes herself, but then at the same time when she does shit like this, it's like, are you playing grown up? Like nothing, everything about her, especially
forced.
With Burger, it feels forced. It's like putting on a costume, whereas like it was nice seeing her interact with Big in this, even though like we don't necessarily think Big's the healthiest relationship for her, but it was like the way that they talk just feels so much more natural and kind of leans into like the type of person that she really is.
Yeah, especially
in a way.
When they're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
It was just phone sex, so there's still like the sex thing about it. But when they were talking and they were friends, it like felt really natural and like relaxed.
Yeah, the second they get into a relationship, they fuck it up.
Yeah, I know. And then it becomes performative and then it's all weird. Yeah.
Ugh. And it was good that she put up her boundary and was like, we just can't like do this because I'm seeing someone. And then he's all sad. Yeah. Let him be. It's like, fuck off.
Fuck off. Should we rate the episode?
Yeah. Yes, I give this episode a 10 out of 10. I fucking loved this episode. Yeah. I don't know what it was about it, but I was just like, this is nothing like huge happens in it. But I was like, I feel like all the storylines were good. All the characters felt like fleshed out, like, and fun, and all kind of dealing with something that's a bit difficult, and they weren't didn't like handle it perfectly, but it felt really great. I just felt like an iconic Sex and City episode. I was like, I like the pace, I like everything that's going on. There was like moments of real, like, I don't know, vulnerability and subtext and like stuff like that, where but also it wasn't didn't feel forced. It felt really fun and flirty.
Yeah, that's true.
Totally. I probably give it a 9. I thought Charlotte could be like a little bit more interesting, but that's just like the story of her life. So that's fine. But yeah, I loved it as well. It was really funny.
Yeah, I think I give it a 9 as well. It was just like, it was really fun to watch, but also kind of interesting. And I enjoyed backing Carrie, which I don't often do. Yeah, so I was like, it's good. It felt good.
Mix it up.
Mix it up.
I'm so excited for the rest of the episodes. Yay.
Me too. Thanks for listening.
Bye.